James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran. A bit of a warning if you're listening in Canberra and there are children in the car, you may want to cover their ears. Tough-talking public service chief targets sickies and slackers. The Public Service Commissioner, John Lloyd, has signalled war against sickies and underperformers in the Federal Public Service. In a speech, he gave anecdotal evidence of public servants in Canberra taking sick leave when they were hungover, and their public service flatmate takes a day of carer's leave to look after him. It's not bad, but expensive in the long run, and not good for your health. It was hell, the Melbourne Herald Sun. 2,500 text messages filled with hate sent to victim. This is an ex-AFL star who faces jail, Nick Stevens. He's admitted to a campaign of harassment against his girlfriend, a girlfriend he beat up, and that's front page in the Adelaide Advertiser as well. Fight for our young, says the Hobart Mercury. Look, there are concerns youth in unemployment in some regions of Tasmania could surpass 30% in the years to come. The Northern Territory News, a cold case breakthrough. A man who's been on the run for 30 years, wanted over sexual assault, nabbed at the airport. Why did it happen? He only came to their attention when he refused to walk through that scanner. You know the scanners you have where you... So that's how he came to their attention. If he would have walked through, he probably wouldn't have been found in any case. Audits, fines for dodgy colleges, says the Australian. No more free laptops at training colleges. Will be named from, will be banned from offering laptops and other inducements to attract students in a unscrupulous manner. It's all a program of tightening up the loans that are provided to students and other institutional educational authorities under a federal government program. And Abbott opens gap with Indigenous community. That's, of course, the story about the lifestyle choice of living remotely. Freedom to Dream, they have a woman front page who has actually made a lifestyle choice in the classic sense. Her name is Dreamer. She's 21. She's in Byron Bay and she's got a pirate hat on. Sick girl.
She's thinking of changing her name actually to Dreamer Dead Pirate, I think.
Oh, really?
That'll something like that.
Look good on the CV in that job interview application. Sick girl, the headline in the Courier Mail. Inside story of diet guru cancer scandal. A fake illness furor leaves a global juggernaut on the brink. This is a woman who's a Brisbane school dropout, in fact, who turned into an international diet guru facing collapse of her booming online empire after accusations her story of beating terminal cancer revealed to be a sham. That's the papers, Fran.